And I'm here with John Dean, who was a former counsel to President Richard Nixon, and he's been talking about his book, Worse Than Watergate, and the subtitle is The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. Nice to see you, John, and thanks so much for your time.
It's a pleasure to come out here to this community, and particularly to visit a university, so I've had a nice day here.
We're very privileged to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about your book, some of the key points that you'd really like people to understand about your experience having been so close to Richard Nixon and the Watergate affair?
I really wish I'd let you tape inside the lecture, and then you would have. I could have given you about 45 minutes of material that I just gave the students. But in a nutshell, I've written a book that deals with the fact that Watergate, while as bad as it was, nobody died during Watergate. We have a situation now because of the secrecy and the consequences of that secrecy that are resulting in the deaths of both Americans and people all over the world. That's a very dire situation, and as I lay out in the book, it could get worse before it gets better, because I'm dealing with more than just Iraq. I'm dealing with issues that relate to the environment and other secret policies that have just become the way and means of this administration.
You mentioned in your lecture about, in a sense, the media and how the media hasn't really been asking questions. You sort of made a few points about what you thought might be the reasons. Could you just repeat those?
Yeah, I don't know the precise reason. I do know that the American media has largely, the mainstream media has largely ignored the issues of secrecy in this presidency. And only recently, with the 9/11 investigation, are they starting to press to get some answers. And now with the release of the pictures showing the abuses in the Iraqi prisons, again, they're saying, well, what's going on here? So they've just started this, but they've really given this administration a pass. And I don't know if it's generational. I don't know if it's because of the consolidation of corporate media, or I don't know if it's because of an overreaction to what they did with Clinton, how they stayed on his case for sensationalism that pushed it way beyond the limits of what was necessary to cover a story. It may be all of those things, it may be none of those. I can't get the people in the press corps to really explain it to me, because they don't seem to know themselves, other than they recognize it's a problem. And some have said, thank you for raising it in a book.
You indicated also in your lecture too that under Nixon everything was recorded. It was probably the most recorded presidency in the United States, whereas contrasted with the Bush administration, would you consider this to be the most tightly secret administration that you've encountered?
As I explained in the book, I've never seen an administration or a presidency in a White House as secret as this one. The Nixon taping system obviously revealed all the secrets. No president's ever going to do that again, because that proved to be a disaster. Nixon never planned for those tapes to come out. And in a sense, they're unfair, because he probably wouldn't have said many of the things he said had he known the machine was running, or even though it was running and he was aware generally of it. It was a voice-activated system, so he lost the active thought of doing it. Unlike some presidents who've recorded, who've hit a switch or had a secretary do so, Nixon's system was voice-activated, so in times he clearly remembers when he's recording himself, and other times he's clearly forgotten when he's doing so. But as I say, that will never happen again. And hopefully I will not have to write a volume 2 of this book I've done.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, and you have a great tour while you're here.